Welcome to the Claracy Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Elena, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun today.
Let's talk about purpose. You know, sometimes you have to go deep so you can go high. So let's get into it. Let's talk about finding and maintaining fulfillment. Sugar, I'm not here for motivation. We need revelation. Let's talk about how to live abundantly. My prayer for you is the same for me. Claracy. Clearly I see. So, are you ready? All right, let's go. Hello, everyone. I am Elena, and welcome to the Claracy Podcast and Radio Show, where our conversations are always about finding fulfillment, identifying purpose, and how to live an abundant life. So quick recap, the purpose of every Claracy conversation that we have here is to see ourselves, others, and God clear. If it's not about those three things, we're not talking. Because God told me when I first started the Claracy blog, actually is how it all started, is that my issues came from either not seeing him clearly, myself clearly, or others clearly. And all of the mistakes and issues that I have, you can boil it down to a disconnect in one of those areas. So we are here to clear up our sight in one of those areas, and the result will be fulfillment, purpose, and an abundant life. So to learn more about all things Claracy, head over to claracyblog.com and be sure to connect with me on the Claracy blog, Facebook or IG pages or any other social media pages. You'll learn everything about the blog and the podcast there. And remember, Claracy is C-L-A-R-I-S-E-E. All right. So let's get into today's conversation. So June is always a bit of a whirlwind month for my family. My daddy's birthday and then Father's Day is back to back. And so this year, it really got me thinking about my relationship with that man. My father and I have been through a lot, to say the least. When I was little, he was my hero. And when I was a teenager, I had to face the fact that he was indeed a flawed, moral man. Just a regular, degular man. And in my adulthood, we have had arguments and counseling sessions and tears and laughter and fights and makeups and not physical fights, but we have had arguments and makeups and reconciliation. It was times I thought we were done. And it was times I felt like I was the most blessed person on the planet to have him as my dad. But I have, in a nutshell, I have loved this man more than any man on this earth while still having many moments where I flat out could not stand him. And in thinking about our journey and the way I have seen and do see my father, the question popped in my head. But how has this affected your relationship with God? You see, I was one of those people where I had a good relationship with my daddy. So I felt like it was easy for me to accept God as my heavenly father. But when I dug into it a little deeper, some of the issues I had with my daddy, I also saw in my relationship with God. So I want to invite you to go on this journey with me. Let's dig into this and let's ask ourselves some questions so we can get to the bottom of some of the habits we have that could be hindering the depths of our relationship with God that also show up in how we have processed our relationship with our fathers. So first, how would you describe your relationship with your father? Now, that is a loaded question. Believe me, I understand. For some of us, the answer is complex. For others, it seems like it's simple, but I want you to consider why it seems so simple. Because it may be because we've redacted or justified or excused or haven't acknowledged some aspects of our journey with our fathers. There are times our love for someone can blind us to the reality of what we've experienced in the same way that our disdain can distort how we see what we've been through. The truth is, none of us have had a perfect father. Even if you considered yourself to have a great daddy like me, we have to be honest with ourselves about how who they were affected who we then therefore became. It is entirely possible to love the reality of who your father is while facing who he wasn't. I can honestly say I love my father. I love my daddy while still admitting that he did some things that wounded me that I had to ask God to heal me from. Both are true and both are a part of our journey. And to me, acknowledging both aspects, it makes the reality of our current relationship, the fact that we are close and I feel safe and loved and we can laugh and talk and have jokes and all these other kind of things, it makes it so much more beautiful. Admitting that our relationship wasn't perfect, to me, actually makes it better, because our journey really showcases the miracle of restoration and reconciliation that is the grace of God. You know, another thing, I have often heard that our sense of identity, it comes from our father. So what was the identity that your father showed you? Who did he say you were, whether it was in word or in actions? And how did you respond to that identity? There were a lot of things that my father told me I was, but then there were some lessons I picked up on because I felt like he was showing me who I was. And sometimes those two didn't coincide. Sometimes who he showed me I was. Sometimes he told me I was valued and loved, but who he showed me I was sometimes made me feel like my love and my value was based on how helpful I could be or how useful I could be. So in life, regardless of what he said, I lived out what he showed. And I think a lot of us are actually doing that too. So did you like who he showed you you were? Or did you opt to be something different? I have learned that we often mirror or reject or conform or overcompensate in response to a presented identity. And that habit can ricochet throughout our lives. For instance, my father showed me that I was smart and hardworking, and the things that he affirmed are the things that I'm most comfortable and confident about. So I mirrored these things. But the things that he tried to say that I was that I didn't like, I rejected. But even still, there were things that he labeled me as that I didn't like. But when I looked at myself, I thought I saw evidence of them, that I was similar or that I just might be that. And those things, I overcompensated to try to prove that they weren't me. You see, when you know who you are, or at least who you want to be, either you accept or reject the identities that don't align with that. But when you're not clear, you'll either conform to it or overcompensate by trying to prove that you're not like that. Either way, you're still lacking in your identity because your father didn't present an identity you could confidently latch on to. And often we are so busy conforming to an identity that's not authentic or running from who we don't want to be that we delay actually becoming who we're meant to be. Whether you are trying to please your father or father figure by conforming to the identity that they presented, or you want nothing to do with who they said you were, it can waste time actually becoming who you're meant to be. And who has time for that? None of us. So we got to get that together. But first, we've got to understand who we chose to become as a result of who our father showed us. And to understand the results of who we became, we've got to understand our response. You see, that response gets duplicated sometimes in our relationship with God. So my question to you is, how do you accept the identity that God gives you, especially when it's different from who you think you are? You see, as an example, if I'm being honest, I always knew my father loved me, but I can't say he always understood or really knew me. And because I was so used to not being fully understood, I carried that over with my relationship with God. When he would tell me who I was, I had trouble trusting his accuracy. I can't be that. I can't do that. You must have gotten it wrong, Lord. I know who I am, and that's not it. You see, my default wasn't to trust that someone else knew me better than I knew myself. I have, and am still learning, that I am not the expert of me. God is. And understanding that helps me to accept the identity that he gives me that feels like it's way outside of my comfort zone or outside of the frame of reference that I have for myself. So I wonder, how much of your understanding of God is what you knew of others, not what you know of him? And understand, I said no, not think, and definitely not assume. How much do you know of him? Because we do a lot of copy and paste in our reactions, and we don't always realize when we're reacting out of habit and not the reality of what's happening right here, right now. So I would offer up to you, you might need to check your response. Make sure that your reaction isn't based on your relationship with someone else or how your relationship with God may feel similar or how the situation may be too close to another situation that didn't go quite right. A lot of times we see our Heavenly Father in similar ways that we saw our earthly father. And understanding that can really show us how to dig in to having the relationship that we need to have to become who we're meant to be, but also that the relationship that deep down we want to have. So whether or not you completely agree with the identity your father showed you, there is an identity we have in God. For some of us, the identity our father showed us can give us a really good foundation to accept who we are in Christ. For others, we may need to do a complete 180 and start from a blank slate. But regardless of if our identity in Christ coincides with our relationship or if we are going a completely other direction from our relationship with our Father, for everyone on this planet, it is always an upgrade. Our relationship with God, our identity in Christ, is always an upgrade. We all have to expand our minds to understand how God sees us and who we are in Him. So take the identity that He presents as the truth of who you are. No matter what anyone else says, even if that someone else is your father, the truth is you are loved and valued and protected and worth the abundant life that God has promised you. And that's how Mary had a little lamb. So on that note, let's take a quick break. Let's usah, get a drink of water, take a bathroom break, whatever you need to do. Take a break and then meet me back here after this commercial. All right, y'all, we are back with the Clarissy Podcast and Radio Show. I am Elena, and it could be that I'm feeling a bit nostalgic because just came off of celebrating my daddy's birthday and Father's Day. But what was on my heart to talk about was our daddies and the ways that our relationship with our earthly father, so to speak, can inform our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I've heard many people talk about this, but the thing that I realized was there are some of the same habits and reactions and responses that I have with my daddy that show up in my relationship with God and actually hinders me from having the type of relationship that I really want to have honestly, with either one of them at times. So we are diving into this, asking ourselves some tough questions and really thinking through the way we have processed our journey with our fathers, and then the ways that the similarities have shown up in our journey with God. So one hallmark of my relationship with my daddy has been proximity. I have always loved to cuddle up next to my daddy. Now, when I was little, he would let me get in his lap. Now, I will tell you that he is not too thrilled to let this 34-year-old woman in his lap now. There's sometimes, if I'm doing bad enough, if I'm crying or something like that, if I'm really hurt, he may let me scooch on into his lap. But usually, it's a bit of a stiff arm. It's a no thank you. And I have to just be next to him up under his arm. Now, he will try to grumble and grunt and grimace and act like he is not enjoying our cuddle time. But we all know how much he likes it. He likes to play hard to get. But we know what's true. We know what's real. He like it deep down. And he gonna miss it when I'm not here to cuddle with him as much. Anyway, I honestly think as an adult, I enjoy that because it was something that I did that was comforting when I was little. And as an adult, we have these titles and decision maker and leader and being the only in some areas of our life, the only woman, the only African-American, the only African-American woman, in my case, in some spaces of my life. And all of this responsibility that it's nice for just a few moments to have to worry about being nothing else but just his little girl. Now, y'all, I almost said the childhood nickname that he gave me. I am not necessarily proud of it, but after 34 years, I have not been able to shake it. So I have just resigned myself to the fact that this is what this man is going to call me for my entire life. I will not speak on what it is, but I'm sure that if you paid my sisters enough money, both of them, either of them, would be willing to sell me out and tell you what it is. Now, if they start that, we will start uncovering all kinds of nicknames, but hopefully we don't have to go there. Anyway, the closeness of my relationship with my father is comforting, but it's also familiar. It's my expectation of what a relationship with someone calling themselves my father should have. And so I crave it. I expect it. And in my relationship with God, when I didn't feel like I had the closeness in the feelings of proximity and presence that I really wanted, it hurt because it felt like he just didn't want to give it. Now, I was always the type of child where it seemed like if you didn't want to, I would stop asking. And honestly, that's what happened in my relationship with God. I want to take a pause and just make the point that it is so possible to feel some of the same emotions that you have felt in your relationship with your father as you do in your relationship with God. It is possible to feel rejected and unloved and devalued and abandoned and unprotected and deceived and all these things that we realize it's okay to feel in the human to human dynamic, but we can often feel like we are not allowed to, or that it's wrong to feel them in our relationship with God. Now, please understand, just because you feel it doesn't mean that it's true, but it does mean that it's true to you. And because it's true to you, you have to confront it. Because we believed it, because you believe that this is true enough for you to feel it, then it is your responsibility to uproot the lie that is in it and then attach yourself to the truth. If not, you run the risk of acting out your feelings, even though you may say that you believe something different. You know, I have often felt so guilty for feeling some of the things that I felt toward God, feeling, you know, mad at what he did or disappointed or all these other things that make you feel like you're ungrateful and, oh, you're not a good Christian if you're ungrateful. But in denying those feelings, it just allowed there to be more distance in my relationship with God because I wasn't facing the truth of how I felt. And those feelings were creating a distance between us that only I could cross by facing the feelings and then letting them go. Because I craved the connection and the closeness, and because I had learned that if someone doesn't want to willingly give you these things, just stop asking. I took it as that God didn't want the same type of relationship that I did. And I assumed that that's just how our relationship would be. There's some people who may be close, some people who Jesus may be their best friend. And maybe that's just not what he wanted, at least not with me. So my understanding was I would do my part and he would do his, but I wouldn't expect a consistent conversation or personal acknowledgement. It was every now and then. Every now and then I would hear God speak. Every now and then I would feel like he was sending me a direct message. Every now and then there might be a sign that I was somewhere on his radar and that he could actually see me or care. For so long, I lived with this every now and then part-time parent, weekend side chick type of mentality when it came to my relationship with God. And I really don't understand how I could believe that this God loved me enough to sacrifice his son to bring us closer and then believe the fact that he just really didn't want to fool with me. But I did. And I lived that out for a very long time. And honestly, it was so disappointing to me because I wanted more, but I just didn't think that I could get it. So my question to you is, what is your reaction to disappointment first in your relationship with your father? And then are there any similarities between that relationship and when disappointment shows up in your relationship with God? I'll answer the question first. So my reaction to disappointment was low expectation and overcompensation. I would just stop expecting my father to come through for me in some ways. I wouldn't make excuses to myself. You know, he did the best he could. It's not that big of a deal. I really didn't want it that much anyway. I would ignore how I felt about it. And I would just try to make up the difference by doing it myself. And that's what I learned. If your heart is on the line, if it's something truly important to you, then 9 times out of 10, you need to take care of your own needs and not expect others to come through in certain ways for you. Independence was protection because I didn't process well the disappointments that I had in my relationship with my father. I carried over the same lessons and expectations in my relationship with God. And when I really looked at my relationship with God, I saw all the ways that this behavior carried over. I worked in my relationship with God, not out of love for him, but honestly, out of a lack of trust. I did the most because I expected the least. I expected God to do less than what I desired because that's what I had allowed myself to become accustomed to. You know, you have to be careful what you allow to become your normal. Being content and settling can look really similar, but the difference is what you accept. Are you accepting what you're meant to have, all that you're meant to have, or are you just taking what you think you can get? You've got to know what's yours so you don't get comfortable accepting less than what you're actually meant to have. So here are a few loaded questions. Forgive me if all these questions have seemed loaded, and I can rephrase and say, here are a few more loaded questions. So I want you to think, and I want you to be honest. What needs did you have that your father didn't meet? And what did you do as a result of that? What needs did you have that you felt like God didn't meet? And what was your response to that? If nothing else comes from this conversation, I want us to be able to be honest about how we have processed our journey with our earthly father and with our heavenly father. And even if we don't process the totality of all of it, I don't think we can in one sitting. But if we take the time to think on it and ask God to show us, I think taking that first step is a wonderful result of this conversation. Because when we really dive in deep to our feelings, when we're honest with ourselves about the humanity of our fathers and our human interpretation of our divine heavenly father, we may see that we have carried bitterness or unforgiveness or hurt or so much more because of how we see what we've been through. So be honest with yourself and honest with God about how you feel about your experience. It is possible to love God or love your father and hold unforgiveness against them in your heart. But those feelings take a toll, whether you acknowledge them or not. Those feelings take a toll. They weigh us down and hold us back from the life that we really desire. So ask God to search your heart for any bitterness or hurt or unforgiveness that you have toward him or your father. And if he brings anything up to your attention, ask him to deliver you from it. Ask him to step in and be exactly who he said he would be for you. Your savior, your father, and not just a father, but a good, good father. I believe when we realistically look at our journey with our natural father and our heavenly father, it allows not only us to see things clearly, but it allows us to mature our love for them. When I was little, my daddy could do no wrong. When I was a young adult, it seemed like he couldn't do much right. But now I have gotten to the place where I can say I actually love him. Not the him I wished he was, not the him I thought he was, but him. And it allows him to freely be who he is without any pressure or unjust expectations. In the same way in my relationship with God, understanding who he actually is allows me to appreciate all that he is and love him authentically for that, not anything else. I have learned that what you misunderstand in your past affects how you live out your present and process your future. There are some promises of God that are distorted because your perspective of your past is off. I misunderstood how my father saw me and why he did some of the things he did. But when I saw him clearer from an unbiased, grace-filled view, it helped me to see myself and God clearer too. When he wasn't just my father, but a man, and a man who did the best he thought he could do, it removed the blame and brought in compassion for him. And when I had compassion in my heart for him, it allowed him to receive my love easier. Because I will tell you this, when you have unforgiveness, when you have bitterness, when you do not operate through love or compassion, and you find fault and you see the flaws and all of these things, it comes through in the way you communicate and handle and are just around people. It is in your presence. And they feel it. Even if they can't put a finger on it or articulate what it is, they feel that there is something about them that isn't good enough. And they will act out their reaction to your feelings, even if you're not vocalizing how you feel. It communicates regardless. So, I want to ask, do you actually know who you're dealing with? Do you actually know God? Do you actually know your father? Yeah, I've known my daddy all my life, but I didn't know him as a man until really these last few years. And it made all the difference. And honestly, this man is still evolving, so I'm always learning elements of him in past and present simply because he's also peeling back layers of his own origin story and discovering who he is for himself. I think the greatest gift we can give to those we love is to love them freely, without expectation, without requirements, without grudges or score or anything else, but to truly look at them for all that they are and love them as they are, while still believing the best in them and believing that they can be better, but not requiring them to be better. As long as it's not toxic or unhealthy, let's put this in the right framing, but to truly love them as they are and accept them as they are, while believing that they will be and become all that God has for them. So I want to ask you to examine your relationship with your father and be honest with yourself about what you experience. Then ask God to show you the truth about your relationship. What was the purpose and the results of what happened to him, your father, and to you? Finally, ask God to show you anything that may be hindering your relationship with your father, but also hindering your relationship with God. The truth is, God wants a deeper relationship with you. The type of relationship where you have an awareness of his love and attention and commitment every day of your life. For me, now, not a day goes by where I don't see the evidence of God's presence in my life. I have the relationship I once thought was only possible for a select few. But God isn't cliquish. He doesn't have a VIP section. If you want him, it's only because he wanted you first. So I invite you to dive deeper into this journey. If you need to hear this again, you can always listen on the Clarice podcast. It is available on any podcast platform, Apple Music, Spotify, and everything in between. But I am happy to have this conversation with you. And I want to know any revelations, discoveries, thoughts, questions that came to mind. So feel free to hit me up on any of the Clarice blog social media pages. That is C-L-A-R-I-S-E-E blog. I am on Facebook and IG. I'm on Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube too. So wherever you are, get at me there and I will continue the conversation. Also, you can also get at me on the Clarice blog. ClariceBlog.com is the URL. And you can comment on any blog or send me a message through the website. And I will be happy to share with you there and have a conversation with you. So I hope and I pray, my prayer for you is that this is the beginning of a new level in your relationship with your father, father figure, and with God. A deeper depth than what you've experienced before, a closeness of presence and proximity, and that you will feel the love and the freedom and the deliverance that comes from being a child of God, that the identity of Christ will be the identity that you assume and confidently live out in your life, and that you will have every benefit that is yours as a child of God. I pray for any healing, restoration, understanding, revelation that needs to come to you when it comes to your relationship with your father figure or earthly father, that if there is any healing or deliverance that needs to take place from wounds that were left by the flaws and the imperfections of having a human father, I pray that God is your comforter and God heals you, that you submit those feelings to God in humbleness and honesty, and that you see him healing you and delivering you and doing and being everything that he said he would be. I believe that the promises of God are for you and that it is his desire. So as long as you come to him authentically and humbly and genuinely, that it is yours to have. all the healing, deliverance, the promises, goodness, acceptance that you need is in God. And I believe that if you seek, you will find. I am praying for you. I am grateful for you. And I look forward to hearing about your journey, to hearing about all the things that this brought up and drummed up and all that it was a catalyst for. So I will see you. Well, I will talk to you rather next time. So talk soon.